So, my dear, the day you have always dreamed of has arrived. The day you become Bride of Chaotica!
Hello, and welcome to the Brides of Chaotica, a chaotic Star Trek podcast. I'm Taylor, a bona fide Trekkie, and today I am joined not by Elizabeth, because Elizabeth is still in law school. Still doing her best. Why are you laughing?
Just because, why wouldn't she be still in law school?
I don't know. I just say words sometimes.
That's just so funny.
I am joined by our Satan's robot of the podcast.
Hello.
Morgan. Hi, Morgan.
Hey, guys.
How are you today?
So silly.
You are pretty silly today. Good.
How are you today?
Me? I'm good. I'm good, I think.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Great.
I woke up. I did my New York Times crossword stuff. Aww. Yeah.
It's a productive morning.
Yeah. You could say that. it's not productive. But it's just a regular old,
They have Star Trek crosswords.
Yes, they do have Star Trek crosswords, and yes, I have done them.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a book out there that's just Star Trek crosswords.
I should get one. I feel like that will help me learn the lingo.
It'll either help you or you will not
be so lost.
Be able to do any of it. There's no in between, I don't think.
Yeah, probably. I gotta wait a little. I gotta get to know the lore.
Yeah.
More before I endeavor in the crossword of puzzles.
I'll just keep showing you episodes. Join us as I show new Trekkies, non-Trekkies. You're getting there. Yeah. Episodes of Star Trek that I love and they have no context for as I try to indoctrinate them into the world of moral dilemmas, anomalous readings, and being wrapped in a warm blanket of nostalgia that exists even if you didn't watch it as a kid.
It is very nostalgic.
Right?
It is, yeah. Very charming.
I think so.
I think I said that last time, but it still stands true.
Which is your favorite series so far?
Oh, definitely. Next Generation.
Yeah.
But I do, I love Voyager as well.
Oh, yeah.
But Next Generation just tickles some nostalgia in me. Probably because Sir Patrick Stewart is in it, and I just love him.
Yeah.
Because I'm an actor. But also,
Gates McFadden is in it, too.
Also, Gates McFadden, and I definitely have a crush on her.
So. That is so valid. I have a crush on Gates McFadden now.
But also, Janeway. You know, there's no winning, but I think for some reason, Next Generation just is on my brain, you know?
Yeah. I do.
Yeah.
I do know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. I feel like I've listened to other podcasts. Maybe it was Where's Bev that they talked about it.
I think I should listen. Well, maybe I shouldn't listen to that until I finish watching the series or watch enough of it that I'm I know what's going on more.
Maybe.
Not that I don't, but.
Or you could just do it anyway.
You know what? You're right. I'm an adult. There's no rules.
Well, they focus on, Where's Bev focuses on Picard as a series at the start of their podcast. Mm. And they do kind of bonus episodes. I would recommend the Duras sisters for you, honestly.
Yeah.
Because they do it by theme.
Oh, I am a slut for themes.
Yeah. So they'll do an entire series and watch episodes that have to do with it. A specific theme, love or romance or feminism or whatever.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah,
they're cool.
I'll give them a
listen. We love Ashlyn and Rihanna. Today we're going to be watching an episode from Voyager.
Okay, yes. I can't wait to figure out what it's been called.
You've been asking, for the listeners, Morgan has been asking constantly what episode we're watching today, and I have not told them because the whole bit is that you don't know until
I know
we record the intro. But also, I just know they're going to love this episode so, so, so much. And I am so, so, so excited. It's from Voyager. So before we get into it, what characters are in Voyager?
Janeway. Neelix.
Ooh, yeah.
I just have to remember because I've been watching Next Generation mm-hmm. the last like week.
Yeah.
The doctor guy that is like, you know, that was a visual thing, but just imagine in your head, if you know the doctor, you know what I did. What's his name?
The doctor.
Oh. Yeah, him.
Yeah.
B'Elanna.
Yes.
That her little boy toy. I forget what his name is. Tim? Tom? Terry?
Tom.
Tom. Ah! Hell yeah. There's like a main one that I'm missing.
There's a couple.
Yeah.
There's like three that you're missing. Mm-hmm. Do you want hints?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's a Vulcan.
Yeah. No, I see. I pictured him in my head.
Yeah.
The so guy that's
Tuvok.
Like, yeah, Tuvok.
Yeah.
Tuvok.
Yeah. We love Tuvok.
Yeah, I like that guy.
Yeah, and he was the principal in iCarly.
You know. Yes. Yeah. Yes. That's why I was like, yeah, I know him.
Yeah, and then we've got Ensign Kim, Harry.
Oh yeah.
He's a cutie.
Him and Tom are so cute.
They
Their
are.
Little friendship.
They're bros, and it's so cute.
Yeah, I like them a lot.
And then, Seven of Nine.
Oh, how could I forget her?
I don't know.
Oh my god, what the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, sorry guys. Yeah, no, I know exactly all of those.
Yeah, and then characters. I don't know. Have you met Kes?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
I like Kes.
Yeah, she's cute.
She's cute.
She's in this episode. So Seven of Nine isn't in this episode because it's earlier.
They
in
replay the series. Right. Yes. Because I remember the first episode I ever watched of mm-hmm. Voyager was with Kes, because it was the one that she like got murked into that like
portal.
That like spiritual thing.
Yeah.
And then Janeway was like, I'll save her.
Yeah.
And went through all of that shit. And she was like, what the hell is this about? That's a good episode.
That's a really good episode. I think we did it on the podcast, Elizabeth and I, early on. Yeah.
It's a good one.
I think that was actually, that was our first episode.
Was it really?
Yeah, Sacred Ground.
Sacred Grounds.
Yeah, yeah, like Robbie Duncan McNeil directed it. He plays Tom Paris, and he directed that episode.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I really like that episode.
Me too. It's like one of my favorite episodes.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
What is it called?
So
tell me what it's called.
Whoa. All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
For unhinged
yes.
prediction time with Satan's robot?
Yeah.
You're Satan's robot. You remember that, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Just checking. Today's episode. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Oh my god. Just tell me.
No. I fucking forgot about Chakotay. first officer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I know.
Oh my god, I cannot believe
I forgot
about Chakotay. Wow. I blame the fact that his actor has been controversial recently that I forgot about him.
Oh, well, he can do that. Tell me the episode of the
name. Okay.
Tell me the name of the episode.
You're like, I don't fucking care.
I don't care.
Okay, so this episode is called Resolutions.
Resolutions. Okay, so Resolutions. It's about Janeway. She is getting... Oh, wait, and Kes is in it. Okay, so it's about Janeway. She is having some issues, right? There are some personal things going on with probably everyone on the crew, and they gotta figure it out. They're like, oh, what do we do? It's a new year. We gotta make some resolutions. Maybe there's a conflict with another planet that they're like, oh my god, there's a conflict, there's been a miscommunication, we gotta resolve it, we've gotta make a resolution, we've gotta fix them. Am I close?
I think... This
seven out of ten. How would you rate that?
7 out of 10. Wait, what? You mean? Wait, what? What does that even mean? She said.
I was tricking you to be like
7 out of 10. How would you rate that? What does that mean?
I was trying to trick you.
Morgan, I gotta be honest with you. That's like a 2 out of 10.
Fuck.
Maybe okay, a 3.
I'm gonna give it one more go.
Okay.
Resolutions. I'm gonna try to get really specific with it.
Please do.
So Janeway has been dealing with I'm just gonna act like I know it.
Okay.
That's... I gotta set up for this. So So this episode's really important because Janeway has been dealing with a lot of internal conflict. She is a lesbian and she has to figure out why she's feeling these things because she thought she was straight and she...
Keep going.
And she is like, what? How... did this happen? Because she woke up one day and was like, I'm a lesbian. And she's been dealing with it for however long she's been dealing with this episode. Probably like a week. This is very serious. I don't know why you're laughing. She's been dealing with it for like a week. And she's like, Chakotay, I think I'm a lesbian. What do I do? And he's like, fuck, I wanted to sleep with you. I don't know. And then she goes to Cass. And Cass is like... you know, I had the same experience. I thought I was a lesbian, too. And I am. You know, this is going downhill.
No, keep going, please. Please keep going.
And then Janeway's like, oh, well, it's not bad to be a lesbian. I just don't know how to do it. And Cass is like, well, here's what you do. You get a woman... no. And then okay. Janeway wakes up and it was all a dream.
Okay.
There's a big chunk in there that was skipped, but you can leave that up to your imagination, I think.
So you just wrote a fanfic, I think.
I think, yeah, that's my first one.
I think you just wrote a Janeway and Kes fanfic, question
mark? Well, perhaps.
That's not a pairing that I'm familiar with. And I'm not gonna lie to you, you were a little closer on that second one.
What?
Than the first one. Oh, really? In some aspects, yeah. If you merged your first one and this one, it'd be closer to the actual resolutions is about.
Okay.
But we're not gonna do that.
Okay.
We're gonna stop
Thank
here.
God. Thank God.
Morgan and I are gonna go watch the episode. God, I hope that people who know what Resolutions is about right now are just having a grand old time.
I really hope so.
I really hope so. We had coffee right before this, and
it's kicking in.
Such late nights. You texted me at 1:30 in the morning, I was awake for it. Okay. All right, guys, we'll be right back. We're going to go watch Resolutions from Star Trek Voyager, and we will report back with our recap. All right, bye.
Bye. I don't even know where to start with how much I love this episode and the elements that I liked about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm just still processing...
You could be processing.
I want to talk about the outfits, first of all.
Oh my God. Yes.
Because, okay, they didn't need, they put all of the outfits in for like, oh, this is showing how time is going by, but they didn't need to pop off that hard. Like, the outfits...
Whose outfits?
Both. I mean, obviously, Janeway's outfits. Every single one. I'm like, ooh. But they're so cute. And I like that the time is ambiguous. Like,
yeah.
Like, it's so cute that she just, like, runs around in little dresses around the forest.
Oh, I know.
And that...
Like, I love her little braids and her little dresses.
There's just, like, a little Renaissance moment.
Right?
And, like, Chakotay's just like, yeah, I'm building. And we never know what he's building, except for the bathtub. He builds her a bathtub, first of all.
Okay, so yeah, So basically every single Star Trek podcast, well, that's not true, Taylor. The Star Trek podcast that inspired me to make a podcast, which is very notably Where's Beverly mm-hmm. and the Duras Sisters podcast, uh-huh. talks about resolutions, talks about this episode, okay. talks about the bathtub. It's kind of known as like the bathtub episode because yeah. literally, I think it was Where's Bev that I was listening to where they were like, she mentions wanting a bathtub at minute 7, and by minute 11, she has a bathtub, and if your significant other doesn't do that for you, like, like, he's like, okay, so you know what, here's where we're gonna start with this episode.
Yeah, we are gonna corral my thoughts.
That's okay, so, I got you. So, we're gonna focus, so, okay. I don't give a shit about the Vidian plotline. Sometimes I wish it didn't exist.
Yeah, I want more of.
I want more. I could watch an entire two full episodes of just Janeway and Chakotay on this planet living their life. Like, I could fully do that.
Trying to figure it out.
Like, as much as I am like, they have to remain on the ship because...
Yeah, like, I wish it was a two-parter.
Exactly. I also wish that they could stay on that planet forever because they belong together. Anyway.
Yeah.
But, so we're gonna just start off focusing on their plot line completely, because that's why I'm here.
Yeah.
Because I love them so much. The amount of resolutions fanfics that I've read is like, because, okay. They are alone together on a planet for 3 months.
3 months is a long time.
You cannot tell me that somebody that you are physically and emotionally attracted to, you are trapped with them for 3 months. Something happened.
Oh my god.
Especially after the shoulder massage. We'll get there.
Okay. But yeah, we'll get there because that's like clearly. Clearly. And that was at the beginning. Like that was like.
It was like towards the middle-ish
towards end. The middle. But still. Something like. Because after that little story he quote unquote tells.
Mm-hmm.
She like, I'm into it.
Totally.
And then after that, you cannot tell me that nothing happened after that. That they were just like, we're just gonna be silly little friends who massage each other's shoulder. No. More and, like, happened.
You can't tell me any human being unless they're so convicted. And honestly, Janeway is this kind of bitch.
Yeah.
To be so convicted towards her one goal that she would sacrifice her happiness. But if somebody exposes their innermost thoughts about how much they're in love with you,
yeah.
and you literally don't do anything about it, even though you're in love with them too, like that is like some conviction that she has.
And also, they're alone for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot can happen in 3 weeks,
yeah.
let alone 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and like what I was gonna say about the bathtub thing is that it's not even like she makes a big stink about needing or wanting a bathtub.
No, she's just like, oh, that would be so nice.
Yeah, she literally, it's like a throwaway comment of just like, oh, I love baths to relax. And he's like, well, I guess you're gonna have to get used to the shower. But then he builds her a bathtub.
But then he's like,
hee hee hee. And it is a nice bathtub.
It was a really nice bathtub.
It was
bathtub.
Large.
That's a nice bathtub.
It was a really nice bathtub.
I love that it's called the bathtub scene. Or the bathtub episode.
Yeah, a lot of people, because it's so iconic, because he builds her a bathtub. And then, like, so I get that they brought in Jeri Ryan in the 90s to boost, like, ratings among younger male viewers. However, y'all are sleeping on Janeway. She's literally in a bathtub wrapped in a towel to the point where Chakotay, like, they're like, Taylor, get it together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, she gets out of the bathtub because she hears the monkey, right?
As you do.
And then Chakotay comes to her rescue. He's like, oh my god, I gotta help you.
Yeah.
Not because she can't take care of herself, but she's in a vulnerable... She's in a bathtub. Like,
outside.
Yeah.
In a wilderness they've never been.
And then there's a moment where he looks at her. He, like, looks her up and down, realizes that she's in a towel, and they share this moment where he's like, I gotta go.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah. Like, yeah, it's that awkward, but...
Yeah, but so... Yeah. So subtle. Because they, like, didn't... They never, like, made a moment of it unless they made a moment of it. Like, the shoulders and the ancient myth that he absolutely was bullshitting to be like, I love you.
Oh, yeah.
Which... Yeah. That Star Trek is absolutely...
Horny as hell?
So horny.
Oh my god, yeah. Well, I've shown you the naked,
but like,
now.
Romantically. Romantic. Like, it's so romantic, because it's never, like, horny just to be that. It's, like...
There's a reason.
They throw in a little romance, which makes it all the more powerful, because you're like, oh my god.
Yeah.
It makes it so much more dramatic and, like...
Especially with the, like, forbidden love due to rank things.
Yeah.
However, she immediately is like, call me Catherine.
Dude, I know. She's like, well, if this is the situation, it's just the two of us. Because she didn't have to do that.
Mm-mm.
Her justification was there. She was like, no. It only makes sense. And I was like, yeah, it does.
It does only make sense. Ugh. Okay. So they get stuck on this planet.
Yeah.
It's...
with a disease. We haven't even talked about the disease.
Yeah, so this is, like, kind of a weird episode, and I love what you said, like, while we were watching it, of how it must have been to, like, watch this episode when it first came out. It's, like, towards the end of season two, like, are we about to lose our captain and our first officer?
Yeah, like, that must have been so scary.
Oh, yeah.
For the Star Trek fans that were, like... I love Voyager, I love Janeway, and, like, I would have shit my pants. I'd have been like, wait, are they getting rid of Kate Mulgrew right now? Are they, like, kicking these people off of, what?
Especially with the history of TNG. Because I've told you about that, right? Gates McFadden is not in the second season.
Yeah, and so I was like, oh my god.
So imagine as a fan watching that episode be released, and then probably thinking of fucking Gates McFadden and how she got kicked off the show for a season. Like, I would be freaking out.
Yeah, that's all I could think about at the beginning when they were, like, deciding, and when they actually did leave, I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, when they get out of communications range.
Yeah.
Tell me about, like, your reaction to them, like, Janeway's little announcement, because I felt you have, like, big feelings
for that. I thought that was really well done. Mm-hmm. I think that's, like, a really hard... That's a hard thing to do, speaking of it as an actor, just because that's the only thing that I know how to talk about.
They're gonna get used to you being on the show and us just talking about acting.
Lovely.
Technique.
Hello and welcome. I feel like that's a really hard thing to do as an actor, because you need to communicate something so clearly without playing the mood and without being like, oh, this is so sad that I have to leave. Like, there's so many feelings, but you can only play one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not even that you play the feeling, but you can only, there's one objective and she just needs to get this message across. And it's so sweet how matter of fact she is about saying, like, my favorite times were laughing with you. My favorite times were, like, playing with you and, like, the days on the holodeck. And, like, it was short and sweet, but so in character that she would do that.
Mm-hmm.
And really, because she's so... It really highlighted then the difference between her being the captain and then when Tuvok took over.
Yeah.
Just how important it is to have a captain that cares about your emotions and cares about, like, the humanity of, like, dealing with tough situations like that, like, tough calls. Because, yes, Janeway said, okay, don't contact the Vidians. And so Tuvok's like, yeah, okay, that's not even an option. We can't do that. But there have been multiple times where Janeway has put her crew at risk because she's like, no, this is the most humane thing to do. Mm-hmm. Like, in her, she has a gut feeling about it.
Yeah.
Whereas Tuvok is all logic. Mm-hmm. When that, like, it just highlights the difference. And I thought that that moment, I think that that was set up so well, and that it was at the beginning of the episode.
Yeah.
You need that that highlight, because I think that was one of the themes of the episode overall.
Mm-hmm.
As well as being sexy.
Wait, I've never even... I can't tell you how many times I've seen this episode. It's a lot. I haven't thought about that. How it highlights the difference between Tuvok as a captain and Janeway as a captain.
Yeah.
Because if you look at, like, the history of, like, captains throughout Star Trek, and I just talked about this on the fan panel that we did,
yeah,
that a lot of people don't like the Discovery captain because they say that she's too emotional and all this stuff. But it's like, all of the captains have to be emotional. Because
yeah, Picard is so emotional. So emotional, but we don't hear anyone saying that he's too emotional, so.
Yeah. What's that? sexism? But then you see what an actual captain looks like when yeah. they're just ruled by logic.
Yeah.
And the whole crew was miserable.
Well, I thought that that subplot or like B plot was so good, because it immediately, once Janeway was off of the ship and they were like, oh my God, we have to learn how to do this without the person that's been leading us this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's really scary. But immediately Tuvok put them into, like, it was him against them.
Mm-hmm.
And like, for the first time, they were like, I don't know how to communicate with the captain of this ship. We know that he's not making the right decision.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, they had to go into, like, it was almost like a dictatorship. It felt like that because mm-hmm. it was just logic.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't listen
to people's
opinions
and feelings, because I feel like a logical person, your feelings are not, they're just that, they're feelings, they're not taking into consideration other things.
Right. And like, immediately the crew had to get themselves together,
mm-hmm.
band together, and be like, guys, we need to figure this out right now.
Yeah.
And like
Tuvok was not being a very good captain.
No. Like, and it's totally yeah. justified with his character. Like,
absolutely.
You look at him like he's bad, or that he, but it's like, no, that makes sense that he's making these decisions, mm-hmm. but that type of captain is not helpful for their mission of like mm-hmm. getting back home
mm-hmm.
and trying to get through, especially in contrast with how Janeway runs the ship.
Yeah.
And how she left, like, literally her last words mm-hmm. to them are like, I just loved the time spent with you mm-hmm. that were human, that were playing, that were laughing, that were dancing. And like, that to me, I was like, that is such a perfect setup for like what they were trying to do. And then
mm-hmm.
then incited the crew to be like, no, we can't leave her behind.
Yeah.
Like, we have to try everything we can, because with how Tuvok is acting, we cannot go about this without Janeway.
Yeah.
Without mommy.
No, it's literally like they lost mom and dad.
Like, mom.
It's literally like Janeway's mom, Chakotay's dad. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
It was really interesting, because I don't remember who directed this episode, if it was Rick Colby or not, but whoever the director was, they cinematically shot Tuvok as a villain. Like, there were moments, yes. like, there were moments where, like, Tuvok and, like, Harry were, like, in his quarters or, like, in mm-hmm. his ready room or whatever. And Tuvok was framed in such a menacing way.
Yeah.
Like, they did that so well. But I like that they came back at the end and, like, Tuvok fully stepped up and, like, showed some really good leadership towards yeah. the end. When yeah. he was like, okay, guys, we're going to do it. We're going to contact the Vidians. We're going to, like... be prepared to attack if we need to. We're going to get ready. But no matter what happens, if, like, this gets back to Starfleet or whatever,
yeah.
I will take full responsibility for everything that happens. And if that, like, as logical and annoying as he was throughout the entire episode, that was, like, the best moment of leadership
it was ever. Earned. It was earned yeah. because they had to figure out how to communicate with a new captain.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were communicating with him as they would communicate with Janeway.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't work because he's based in logic.
Yeah.
And so I think when Kes
mm-hmm.
talked to him, because I think that he needed, what's that guy's name? Kim?
Yeah, Harry.
Harry Kim. When he talked to him, to Tuvok, I think we needed to see that so that you can kind of, like, see... like, they're chipping away kind of at Tuvok mm-hmm. and just, like, his... Because also, that's a really scary thing to just be thrown into. You know, like, I don't know what that must... I don't know what that experience would be for him without with just logic. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, he still says, I am still experiencing the loss of a friend.
Yeah.
And also my captain.
Yeah.
And so taking that, like, stepping into those shoes must be still, like, I don't know if scary is the right word because that's, like, a feeling, but whatever that experience is still not a pleasant one.
Right.
And so then seeing Harry Kim talk to him and him being like, no, like, that's not logical enough. And then Kes being like, these are the logical reasons that you should listen to feelings. And then he's like,
yeah.
Oh, okay. That is how Janeway works. I don't know. I thought that was really well done and well earned.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't feel like it went too fast or too, like, it felt so warranted. Just, like, the pacing right. of how he figured that out.
Yeah. Especially because Kes and him have a really good, like, close relationship because she's a telepath but doesn't know how to use it. Mm-hmm. And so they, like, from day one pretty much train together. And so she has, like, a deep insight to who he is
mm-hmm.
and vice versa. And so I think she was, like, the perfect, like, soft person to, yes. like, come to him and be yes. like, hey, dude,
this isn't working out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And honestly, Harry Kim, because Harry Kim... is such a goody two-shoes, mm-hmm. like, good boy. I love
his little character.
Yeah, he's yes. so cute. So if Harry Kim is, like, fighting back on a yes. decision, like, yes. there's a reason.
Yeah.
And so I really, really like how they do that. As much as the B-plot isn't... Well, actually, is it the A-plot? No, it's definitely the B-plot, right? I can't figure out which one is the A-plot and which one is the B-plot in this episode.
Well, to me, the B-plot is what's happening on the ship.
Exactly. Because
the plot that I really care about and, like, I'm more entertained by. Isn't even more entertained, but just the one that I'm
invested,
like,
in.
Is Janeway and Chakotay.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
They're romance. So cute. And I do love a good romance. And also, I'm like... There is... So you haven't seen a lot of the early episodes of Voyager, but there is sexual tension between Janeway and Chakotay.
I know.
The entire fucking time. So crazy. So to finally see them get, like, alone time.
Their moment in the sun, literally.
Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah, that, I love that, like, that Star Trek is just, like, you want a romantic episode? Here you go.
Here's a little romance.
Here's Chakotay and Janeway running around in the forest. Like, that to me. Like, what other show can just
do whatever they want like that?
Like that, I don't know. It's just so good.
And I know I told you this yesterday, but Jeri Taylor wrote this episode, and yeah. she also wrote Sub Rosa.
Uh-huh. Which is one of, again, The first and one of my favorite episodes.
Yeah, that I've seen. Yeah, I did. TG. I did do that. I did do that to you. But I don't know why. I knew that you'd like it. I was like, you like Pride and Prejudice? You're so gross.
That was the beginning of our friendship as well. You were like, watch the. You were like, I like Star Trek. And I was like, cool. And you're like, watch this episode. And I was like, okay. You should watch this version of Pride and Prejudice.
And I was like, okay. That's such a weird.
I know. And then we watched them separately.
Yeah.
And then talked about them.
Yeah.
Which is really funny.
That is really funny.
And now here we are.
Here we are.
Talking about Janeway and Chakotay running around in the woods.
They're just like on a little camping trip. But the
Yes.
But then the fact that she like makes a garden and like
she finally gets settled. Because like, there's such a good character arc.
Yeah.
In this storyline that ends in such an unsatisfying but justified way.
Yes.
Is insane. Because, like, it starts out with, and we talked about this, like, with such conflict. Two people that have two different objectives.
Yeah.
Like, Chakotay's like, I'm going to make life here as comfortable as possible for us because we might be here forever.
Yeah.
And Janeway's like, I'm going to search, like, as like hard as I can for a cure for this disease by using all of like these environmental factors so that we can leave. Like they have wholly different objectives and like drives.
Mm-hmm.
But, and this is something that your partner James mentioned. They were saying how like it was very interesting to see them have that conflict, but just communicate about it.
Yes. Oh my God. That's why I was like, this episode is so good that they like have a disagreement about how each other are going about it. Because
mm-hmm.
she's like, oh, I feel like you're giving up.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I feel like you're obsessed with finding something that's not possible finding. But both of them are like, but you can keep doing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, live your life. I understand that, like, this is not an easy thing to figure out. So
yeah,
keep on doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
And then they end up coming to an agreement on it.
Mm-hmm.
A sexy agreement. But they do communicate about it.
Yeah.
Like he's like, I'm gonna keep building. She's like, I'm gonna keep looking. And they're like,
okay.
Alright.
And it's so nice to see because I mean, so often we see people communicating in such a dramatic, non-constructive way.
Yes, yes. Non-constructive.
Yeah, like it's so refreshing to see two people with opposing worldviews at that point.
Yeah.
And like Janeway doesn't start to fully give in until the planet forces her to.
Because
they have that like plasma storm that like tears down everything and they have to kind of like rebuild. And it makes sense that that would be a giving up point because if they don't know this planet that well, like they just got there. And so that could be a regular occurrence, which would mean that she would never get the full like data that she needed because it would always get ruined. And that's when she finally like gives in. That's when she gets the massage. That's when she builds or like plants the little garden.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so nice to see Janeway relaxed.
Well, it is because the whole point of her being the captain is so that they can get back to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And this planet so similarly resembles Earth that she's like, no, I am feeling the way that I felt when I was growing up.
Yeah.
And you see her talk about that and you see her experience that. And you see Chakotay see her experience that. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's so wholesome. And she's like, maybe, like, this is my new version of Earth. And, like, this is what my life is. And, like, that, like, she's okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
She does get to the point of being okay with it, which is so heartbreaking. Then when you hear Tuvok's voice come over. Because you see both of their reactions, silent reactions
They're
to that.
They're both disappointed.
And they both know.
Yeah.
They both know from the moment that they hear those talking.
Yeah.
I'm like.
I always joke that, like, Chakotay's the one that's, like, devastated that he hears the thing. Because
if I
was Chakotay, fuck, that was me.
Yeah.
I would want to be marooned on a planet with Janeway for the rest of my life.
Sure.
I would be like, absolutely, yes.
For sure.
Let's do that.
from day one. I'd be like, okay, this is perfect, actually.
This is actually, this actually exactly this is what actually I wanted.
Better than what we were going for anyways.
Yeah. But the fact that, like, you can see it on Janeway's face, too. The disappointment, because she had just started to kind of accept her new reality.
Yeah, and she was okay with it and happy with it.
Mm-hmm. And they were both, like, they share a moment of, like, because they're like, what is that? But you know that they know mm-hmm. after, like, a second. And there's, yeah. there is a moment of, like, hesitation before, like, pushing the comm badge and responding.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like...
Oh, yeah. And, oh, and then the fact that they don't even look at each other.
On the ship.
On the ship, because you can't.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Like, that, I was like, that is so... That was so well done. Yeah. Because, like, they can't. Mm-mm. Like, if they're gonna resume their roles as they were, you literally, like, you can't be together. Mm-hmm. And they both know that. So they, like, I feel like, in a way, like, maybe they don't logically know it, but they knew in their guts when they heard that voice come over that little intercom that...
But that was
that over. Was over.
Yeah.
Like, not that... only were they leaving this planet, but they were, like, leaving that relationship. Yeah. How it was, how they built it for the last 3 months.
Yeah.
Behind. And that there can't be any remnants of it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I was like, oh,
it hurts. Because it's... Yeah.
It does hurt. They didn't have to do us like that, but they did.
But they did. I'll send you some fanfics to read, don't worry. Some fix it
I can only imagine how many fanfictions are written about this.
Because there's, it's like, I feel like throughout the whole series, it's very obvious that Chakotay's in love with her. And it's, like, implied that Janeway has an attraction to him, but will never act on it. And this is the first time where she... You start to see her towards the end kind of give into it.
Yeah.
Because there's a moment when they're reaching out to the monkey when she's in that cute little yeah. green jumpsuit yes. with the yellow vest, yeah. which cutest, I wanna get that outfit.
For us. Yeah.
It's so cute. It's right up there with her little red dress yeah, at the I beginning.
Love that little red dress.
So cute. So cute. But when there's a moment when she's like reaching out to it and Chakotay's like, oh, it's gonna be real hard to domesticate, and she's like, yeah, well, we have the rest of our lives. And there's this moment where she's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
We have the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
And I feel like my theory is that's the moment, because he walks away and she walks behind him mm-hmm. and she gives him this little look.
Mm-hmm.
She fully decided to give into whatever feelings are going to come in that moment. Because you have to.
Yeah, because...
If you're spending the rest of your life with someone...
With the one other person, you don't know if you'll ever interact with anyone else.
Yeah.
Like you, that's such a strange... Yeah.
And you can't tell me... Like, you can't deprive yourself...
No.
Of
no.
human primal needs
no.
at that point. Like, he walked away, she looked at him, and I feel like that was a resignation to, I'm gonna let my feelings be my feelings and feel things.
Because she never gets to do that for herself.
No.
Which is why it's so nice to see her be like... think about that and be shocked by the fact that like that can be a reality for her now because
mm-hmm.
that is something that she has to deprive herself of on the ship that now is like it is a need like it is a human need and it's she like it is a relaxing thought and feeling to be like okay I can just kind of give in to whatever I feel about this person because they're the only other person that I can talk yeah. to or interact with. So, yeah, that is...
Because it's like... And we see that play out throughout the series.
Because
I showed you Fairhaven.
Mm-hmm.
And she meets a hologram man.
Yeah.
Delete
the wife. That's my favorite.
I don't know why we didn't do a episode for that. Maybe we'll do a bonus episode. But, like, you can see her even that. Like, the doctor's like... basically explains the whole situation where he's like, look, you can't, I don't want to say mate, because that sounds bad, but you can't be in a relationship with one of your, like, subordinates, so, like, yeah, a hologram might be your only option, because you can't be alone for 70 plus years, because you're the captain. Like, that's inhumane to yourself.
Yes, which I'm like, which I love, because knowing, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, so edit it out if not, but knowing that he's a hologram, the doctor is like,
why wouldn't you be allowed to say this?
I don't know. I don't know what if this is like an order of.
Oh no, you're good. Okay, you're perfect. Good. Say whatever you want.
So yeah, if because he is a hologram, he's like, no, like it's absolutely, like holograms can feel things, mm-hmm. and like it is okay to do that, mm-hmm. and to like have a relationship, because it's such a strange like.
Situation
where you're like, you are the captain of a ship of people that are trying to get back to the planet you're from, mm-hmm. and you cannot, like, you have to deprive yourself of basic human needs because there's such an impending objective, mm-hmm. that like it's like the utmost importance that you hold the like system of status, mm-hmm. and so a hot, like the fact that they have the holodeck, why the fuck wouldn't you?
Yeah,
like you gotta have some kind of normal like human interaction,
yeah, and, like romance,
yeah, like to just be like equals fun with someone. Yeah, to be, oh my god, to be equals with someone.
Because could you imagine being on a ship where no one is technically your equal and you're not allowed to let them be?
Yeah.
Because if it does, or if you do, it could result in, like, poor decision-making, yeah. or, like, yeah. stuff like that.
Yeah, like, you can't really let anyone get that close to you.
Yeah.
Which is, as a human, torture. It is psychological torture.
And we haven't watched this episode, but there's a whole entire, like, mental health episode about Janeway. Where she kind of, like, disappears for, like, a while from the crew and, like, really deals with what is happening and deals with the isolation and deals with the difficulty. We'll watch it, even if we don't do a little episode about it. It's called Night. I think it's the first episode of season 5.
I just love her. I love her so much. Well,
because she has such conviction and she wants to do what's right, but she also feels horrible for, like, putting in them in that situation. But it was kind of, like, an impossible situation in the first place.
She's faced with impossible situations
constantly,
all the time.
Yeah,
so to get good at making decisions when you don't know the right answer, mm-hmm. is impressive.
Yes.
And like the mental health, oh my god, can you imagine the stress?
Oh my god, no,
ridiculous.
I would need so much therapy.
Ridiculous.
I mean, I already need so much therapy and I haven't even dealt with something like that.
Right So it's I can only imagine. That'd be crazy.
And I really like how this episode, because it's so early on in the series, it really sets up just how strongly convicted Janeway is towards her objective of getting everybody home and not letting anybody interfere with that.
Yeah.
Including her own needs. You know what I mean? Because this is like the end of season 2. Mm-hmm. So it's fairly early on.
It's really early on.
Especially because season 1 was so short. Season 1 is only like 16 episodes. Like, it's so short.
Yeah.
And so it kind of sets up all future romances. And kind of, honestly, I feel like they did this episode so early on to let people know that Janeway and Chakotay was not going to happen.
Yeah.
Which is really fucking annoying.
That is annoying of them.
But we'll watch an episode called Shattered later. And that one's really good because it's a little bit like wibbly wobbly timey wimey stuff.
Lovely.
Where like Chakotay time travels kind of, and he meets an early Janeway, like before they meet.
Oh my God.
she literally at the end of their meeting is like, do we ever? And he was like, no. And she's kind of disappointed. She's like, fuck.
Hmm.
Like, there's,
oh,
like,
I would love to watch that.
Oh, we will. There's like an instant attraction between them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Instant attraction. Just an angry warrior meeting a female warrior that he just wants to protect.
He just wants to love her. And she's like, same. All right.
Oh, it's such a big obstacle.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so annoying.
Because you can't even show it. Like, all of it is covered.
Yeah. But they're so good
at it. So fun to play, though.
Oh, yeah.
So fun to act.
Kate Mulgrew, are you kidding?
Yeah.
This episode is, like... There's a few episodes that I feel like highlight her acting and technique so well. I mean, most of it, because she's so talented.
Yeah.
But, like, specifically the ones where she gets to, like, be a woman.
Yeah, yes.
You know what I mean? Because most of the time, Captain Janeway's not a woman. She's always
a woman. No, but she gets to let her femininity shine, which is so lovely to see for a character, a female character that's so objective. Like, not even, that's, that has to be more masculine.
Yes.
All the time, because she is, like, leading a whole crew of people, including men, that, like, mm-hmm. and, like, you can't let, I don't even know, like, it's just such a weird thing that she, like, can't just, like, be cute and girly.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's...
Or wear her little dresses.
Yeah, because she's, like, there's an objective. I can't do the things that that always, like, make me feel good or make, you know, just, like, the little things.
Yeah. And, like, I'm sure part of that is due to the fact that Janeway is the first female captain in the center of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably intentional from the writers to make sure that this female captain is accepted by people. But it's so frustrating as a woman
mm-hmm.
who, or just any like female bodied person who knows that there's, you can be a powerful woman and a feminine woman at the same time.
Oh yeah.
But absolutely. I feel like Janeway wasn't allowed to be because of the like social expectation of just the world
and America also at that time. yeah just like the actress, like mm-hmm. Kate Mulgrew, the writing of it and like just how things were going down and how things were portrayed, especially on TV
mm-hmm.
at the time, was like, you have to be masculine to be a leader mm-hmm. you have to be masculine to like lead a ship of people, and it's like
mm-hmm.
that's not necessarily true, but they did build that in the world that Star Trek is in at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, but I love that they don't shy away from giving her the moments to be feminine.
Yes.
And to, like, I like that a lot.
To deal with, like, mental health. Cause, and, like,
yeah, I like that a lot.
And, like, you'll love this, like, cause I know that there's Fairhaven and, like, so you get to see her have that little feminine Fairhaven. Moment. But she also, like, plays through a, like, Hollow novel. Where she's like a governess to like a bunch of children, and like fought like
that is so funny.
Like the romantic interest is the widowed father, and like so you get to see her. And a lot of people hate that, and oh they're like, "That's so out of Janeway's like character."
No, it's not. It's really not.
I really think that like you can be a woman who is very strong and independent and like convicted. Yeah. And also, like, to have little moments where you're just, like, I'm just a lady in a dress.
Oh, yeah, can be true.
Yeah.
Both can be true. No, because, like, people are multifaceted.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, as much as she can be badass captain of Voyager, she can also prance around in the woods in a dress.
Yeah.
And both can be equally
mm-hmm.
her.
Yes. And I think...
I do that.
Right?
We all do that. Like, we all have moments that we're, like, hee-hee, and moments that we're, like, you know?
Is that your masculine leadership?
It is. Yeah.
I think that's something that Kate Mulgrew had a really good understanding of.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yup. Yeah, I don't know who else. Just because she made that role so her own mm-hmm. that truly could not picture anyone else playing that role.
Did you know that she wasn't the original Captain Janeway?
I can only imagine. Yeah, probably not. But she was like, yank.
Well, because so they actually hired a French Canadian actress to do it first, who was much older than Janeway. And she fully filmed like a lot of the pilot, if not all of the pilot. So there's footage out there.
Oh, I'd love to see of that.
Genevieve, I can't remember her last name.
This would be a completely different show.
Very different.
Yeah.
Very different.
Yeah.
And the actress quit during the filming of the pilot, and they had to like rush Janeway or Janeway.
Figure out.
They had to rush Kate Mulgrew in and like figure shit out. So it's like, not only was she like the first female captain, but she was like the second choice.
Yeah.
For the first female captain.
Dude, that just goes to show like it doesn't matter if you're the first choice, the second choice, the third choice. If you make the role, if you take ownership of the role, you make it your own.
Oh,
it doesn't matter.
Like, and like,
it does not matter.
I couldn't imagine Janeway being anybody else, because one thing I love about Star Trek, and I'm sure you've noticed this at this point, is that they take bits and pieces of the actor and incorporate them into the character.
Yeah.
That's why Crusher is a dancer.
Yes.
That's why, I'm pretty sure that's why Riker plays the instruments he plays. That's why Janeway loves coffee.
Yeah.
Like, that's why fucking Patrick Stewart quotes Shakespeare.
Yes.
Like, all these things. Yes. Like, I'm sure, I don't have any proof of this, but I'm sure Deanna Troi loves chocolate because Marina Sirtis loves chocolate. You know what I mean? Like, they always incorporate these aspects of the actor. So literally, Janeway would be a different character.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If she was played by Genevieve past the pilot. I should look up some of the old footage,
Like it'd be really interesting. No, I would like to watch that and just compare like what the show would have been or could have been, and what it is, and like how different it would, like completely different show.
Oh yeah, because like, because Genevieve was older, there probably wouldn't have been the romance between Chakotay and Janeway.
Yeah,
there probably wouldn't have been the mentorship with Seven of Nine in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Seven of Nine might have even been brought on earlier, like,
or not at all.
Yeah. Like, it would be a completely different show. But I like Kate Mulgrew.
I like Kate Mulgrew as well.
She's really good.
Teehee.
So. What was your favorite part of the episode?
Oh, don't do that to me. Well, obvious, I can't say the shoulders or the bath, because those are the two most obvious choices. Truthfully, yes, obviously those moments, but I love the monkey. I love the monkey.
We haven't even talked about the monkey that much.
The monkey. I love his little toes, his little, like,
with his little arm
over the head. He's just like, hey, girl. I love him.
And I love that Janeway was constantly like, hey, little guy.
She's like, I love this little guy.
And he, like warns her about the storm.
There's no point for him to be there other than Janeway being like, hi. And him being like, man, there's a storm. And she's like,
What is his role,
like,
in the
what
show?
Is his point?
Oh, my God.
Literally nothing.
From an acting perspective, why is he there?
Why is he there?
To ground them in, like, what is it?
He's just a little creature they interact with on that planet.
We're gonna talk about this. We're gonna think about it, and we're gonna figure it out, because I need to know what his actual purpose is.
Like, he's there, he warns her about the storm, and he is her first, like, intriguing part of the planet, where she's like, ooh, what is this?
Yeah.
Little creature. But he's like, it's just a monkey.
It's just a monkey.
It's just a little monkey.
I think they said that they tried to put prosthetics on him to make him look like an alien monkey.
No, it's perfect.
But he wouldn't have it.
Well, I'm glad that they didn't, because that would be good for an animal. But,
well, they put prosthetics on little babies too, but they use like Vaseline to stick them on. Like there's a baby boy born. There's a baby boy. There's a baby born on Voyager in the episode Deadlock, and they have little, like, little skin prosthetics.
Oh my god.
Stuck on with like Vaseline.
That's really cute.
Because it's like fine. It's like that's won't really hurt cute. Them or anything. But
no, but I'm glad that they didn't with the monkey because he's just a monkey.
They tried.
It's just a monkey.
There's a. Oh my god. We need to. I need to show you different pictures of like animals on Star Trek in little. Like there's a dog in the first series, like the original series. With like a lion's mane around him, and don't. And they're like, "This is an alien dog."
Oh,
I think that's literally not an alien.
Oh my god,
that's a dog with a wig. Its face. I'll look it up for you. It's really funny.
I cannot wait to see
it's
so alien funny. Animals it's from Star Trek. So no, but the I truthfully feel like he's just there for Janeway.
Yeah,
like he's just there to make her feel like. He's welcoming her there.
Yeah.
Because he just keeps coming around. And she's like, hello.
It's like, she's so cute about it every time. Like, she has a full conversation with that monkey.
And Chakotay's like, what?
He's like, do you want a pet?
Yeah. And he's like, okay. Don't get close to it. And she's like, no, I want to be his friend. Yeah.
She's like, if you're telling me I should get out of here, I think you're right.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, she's like, thanks for the warning.
She has a little banter with him.
With this monkey. And the monkey's like, I love getting to see Janeway interact with things that aren't science-y.
Yes.
Like, that are just little creatures.
Yeah.
Like, she has a cute little relationship with Naomi Wildman, the baby that's born on Voyager. Because she's like, grows really fast, so she's like a 7-year-old by the end of the series, and she literally is like, she like bends down and she's like, all right, just remember to be a good captain, you always worry about your crew, leave no one behind, and make sure your shirt's stuck. Like, it's just so cute. It's just like such a cute dynamic, and I love seeing any character with like a child or an animal,
because
you kind of get to see more sides of them.
Yeah,
but yeah, I love her with the monkey. That's a monkey. My favorite part is the shoulder part.
Yeah, well. How can it not be?
Because it's just so, it's that so much is going through Janeway's brain in that moment, where at first it's like, oh my god, I'm so tired. I do need the shoulder massage. Thank god.
No one does
but
this.
But then he stops moving because I think he realizes that he's massaging her and he's like, oh no.
He's like, what is this?
And then she stops moving and she's like, why did you stop moving? And then there's this moment of like, I'm gonna go to bed now.
No, and that's my favorite moment where she's just laying in her bed. Like we talked about this when we were watching it, just being like, that would be a bad idea, right? And then you get to see him and he's like, that would be a good idea.
Yeah.
Where he's just like, yeah, that's what we should do. And she's
like the perfect, like, love interest, because he won't pressure her to do anything.
No.
But he will let her know how he feels.
Yeah.
Via an ancient, quote-unquote, ancient legend.
Ancient legend that he absolutely made up. Literally, after he said it, I was like, that's not true. And she was like, that's not true. And he was like, no, it's not.
No, it's not.
Just made it easier to say. And she was like, that is my favorite moment. Mm. Let me talk about that. The moment, I had to rewind it and watch it again. The moment that she receives what he just told her. And how he decided and had to tell her that, like, okay, yes, he made it a little, like, little story, little metaphor.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, her receiving that with such, like, openness of knowing what it means for them to be talking about that and how much she wants it.
Mm-hmm.
And how much she's like, this, for the first time, this could be a possibility. That isn't fucking anyone over.
Mm-hmm.
And like the tear that pops out of her eye, like that is the best acting moment of ever. Like it's just her receiving of it. Oh.
Yeah, because she doesn't say much.
She doesn't say anything.
And she doesn't move.
She literally just looks at him and puts her hand, like she makes an invitation.
Yeah.
Where she puts her hand up. For him to hold and like, oh,
and there's like this beautiful like relaxation into it.
Yeah, it's a relaxation
when he takes her hand
in the zero words.
Yeah,
I thought that was
Like, if they remained on that planet, they would have fallen in love and been together.
Oh, yeah. They already had.
Yeah.
They literally already had.
They just hadn't, like, committed to it physically yet, because that's really scary. But that's really scary in any new relationship. But it was there.
And who knows how much they committed to it physically. From what we see, they probably, you know.
I have a theory.
3 months is a long
time. I have a theory that the day that she, like, is planting a garden, like, the day they find out, I think that they had sex the night before for the first time. Because there's such a, like, playfulness to their little banter while she's in the garden, and she, like, leans into him. Like, there's more of a physical comfort there.
Yeah.
And, like, a familiarity. And so I think that they either had sex or, like, fooled around or, like, kissed or something the night before the day that they home. Because then that would make even more of a justification for why they don't even look at each other when they're on the bridge. Because you can't go from, like, having fallen in love, been physically intimate, started a relationship, and then back to the roles that you go. You can't acknowledge that at all. You have to go to therapy about it, though.
Yeah, but there's, like, there's... Yeah.
Like, if we rewatch the end... And you have that knowledge or that idea. It's my own personal headcanon in your brain. It would fall in line with it. And maybe I'll write a fanfic about it.
I love it. But our overall great episode.
Who is your favorite character?
The monkey. Of course the monkey. But honestly, Kes. She comes in clutch that episode.
She does.
And I did presume that she would be a big part of it, so
that is true.
And internal conflict, there was lots of that, so I wasn't 100%.
Yeah, off. Your second one was not as far off as you thought it was, as you were saying it, which is kind of funny to me.
Yeah.
All right. Are we done? Is that the finale? I will take that. As a yes. Join us next time on Brides of Chaotica when I force, hopefully Elizabeth, if she's available, to watch another episode of Star Trek. You can find us on social media at Brides of Chaotica Pod. And you can email us as well at Brides of Chaotica. Wait, what's our email? Hold on. Elizabeth does this part. It's written down. Hold on. I don't know the script. You can find us on Instagram at Brides of Chaotica Pod. And if you want to email us, you can email us at bridesofchaotica@gmail.com. Okay, that was easy.
That only makes sense.
All right. Yeah. I fucked up that exit so bad because Elizabeth isn't here and I don't actually know what it is. But join us next time. Check us out on YouTube on the Strange New Pod YouTube channel. Elizabeth and I conducted a fan panel with Jordan LaForden and Jen Rossman. So you can check that out as well. And we'll see you next time.
Yippee-ki-yay. Bye.
That was perfect.
Somehow I feel comfortable here.
This isn't recording video,
I'm so sorry. That just, continue. Such a distraction today.
No, you're fine. It's perfect. I love it.